Hello, bros and sisters. It's Jonathan, and it's Monday. And it's for most of us, it's the beginning of another work week. For Monday devotional, I want to share a scripture. It's in Colossians, chapter 1, verse 21. And you know that we're sometime alienated, enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled. You see, in the days of Adam and Eve, peace was lost, guys. As soon as they ate that forbidden fruit, they realized their nakedness. They started blaming each other. You can see that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 12 through 13. And introduced conflict to God's peaceful planet. Sadly, all the descendants, including us, have followed their bad example. We blame others for our own bad choices and become angry, and no one will accept the guilt. Blaming each other for unhappiness breaks apart families, churches, communities, and nations. We can't make peace when we are preoccupied with placing the blame. You see, God sent Jesus. Within Jesus, that is true peace. When you look at the Old Testament, it tells us a story how God set the stage to introduce the peace, the Prince of Peace. You can see that in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Jesus came to break the cycle of sin and blame by making peace for us with God. And we can see that in Colossians chapter 1, 20. Instead of blaming us for all the trouble we cause, he bore the blame for all of us. He is now recruiting followers who, having received his forgiveness, wanting others to receive it as well. When we accept forgiveness from God, we lose our desire to withhold it from others. And we live in the peace with God. We are eager to make peace with others. And we can both give and receive the gift of peace. Love you guys. Hope y'all are having a good Monday. Remember, keep on marching on. Keep on pushing forward, even when it seems like it's impossible.